All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Ventana Resort Village Public Infrastructure District. Today's May 8th, 2026. It's 1:03 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state their name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Steve, you're the chair. You want to start for us?
Steve Lasky, present.
Devin Anderson, present.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting, February 13th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
They do.
Yep.
Okay. Could I get a motion, Steve?
I make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Thanks, Steve.
I second it.
Thanks, Devin. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby, all yours.
Thanks. So board, first item we have is the first quarter expenditure listing. So amounts for the quarter were $29,263.54, all representing capital outlay related expenditures paid from the project fund. I'll move right into the financial statement. So here's the balance sheet as of the first quarter. Total assets for the district were just under 2.3 million. There was about 8,500 still remaining in the project fund held at UMB, and then about 2.2 million in the debt service fund. The majority of that also held at UMB and restricted for the bonds. And then we had about 12,000 just showing as a receivable from the developer, anticipating that that's how expenditures will be paid. Current accounts payable were just under 20,000. So next page here is the general fund budget to actual. The expenses through first quarter were about 7,900 for accounting and legal. So I think trending in line with the annual budgets as of this first quarter, and then auditing and insurance costs will hit a little bit later on this spring and early summer. Next page is the debt service fund. So revenues here about 26,000, consisting entirely of interest income for what's being earned on those funds sitting at UMB. And then the bond interest payment was made on March 1st as scheduled from capitalized interest. Then last page is the capital projects fund, interest of about $300, and then those capital outlay expenditures about 29,000. Any questions or any further detail you'd like me to go into?
Nope, that's good for me.
Nope, I'm good.
Okay.
Okay, what I would need then is a motion to approve the or accept the quarterly financials and the expenditure listing.
I make a motion to accept the quarterly financials and expenditures as presented.
Thanks, Steve.
I second that.
Thanks, Devin. All those in favor say aye.
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 Thanks, Steph. How are you?
Hey, guys. Sorry about running late. I feel like I've been running late all day to everything. So,
hey, sounds like a good Friday to me.
Well, maybe.
Unless you're late, like getting out the door at the end of the day. We don't.
That's probably going to happen tonight, too. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Next up. So we need to talk about a couple things. So first, local government's trust with our insurance. So we've had a $5 million policy, a liability policy. When we did the PID, that was the minimum amount that local government's trust would do. Since then, they've kind of got used to PIDs. They recognize that the liability isn't the same as what they initially thought. So the new PIDs were able to do a $2 million policy. So what happened was they sent us a notice saying they wanted to increase our policy premium from $3,500 to $5,000. We said, well, hey, we want to keep it at $35,000. Can we go down to that $2 million that all the new PIDs are doing? They came back and said yes. So what we wanted to do is just make sure that you guys were good with us going to that $2 million coming down. Matt and I have talked about it. We're both comfortable doing it. So we just wanted you guys to be aware and make sure you're okay with it.
I'm not sure why we wouldn't be.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, perfect. That's what we needed to hear.
Is that
All right.
is the pricing set? It seems like, or I mean, is that a negotiable thing? I mean, we're dropping coverage from five to two, and yet.
It's pretty much standard for them.
Okay.
If you remember, the trust is made up of the probably the, all of the middle to lower sized municipal governments in the state. So it's pretty much a set figure when it comes to those kind of things.
Qu question for you, with the insurance, does that insurance cover, say, a year from now, 2 years from now, we discover that the contractor that installed, I don't know, say something underground, does that insurance pay to fix that? What is that insurance for?
That insurance would only be triggered in that situation, Steve, if someone decided to try to bring the PID into that controversy, which likely the PID wouldn't be responsible for that. It covers general commercial liability for the PID, and then it covers errors and omissions for the board.
Okay.
So, if there was some kind of a liability, a personal injury or something on property in the PID, maybe associated with construction of public improvements, I could see a claim maybe coming back to the PID, for something like that.
I'm not worried about that if contractors would have insurance. I didn't know. I
Right.
just felt like for if it actually covered, if there, something end up being wrong that nobody knew about 4 years from now or 3 years from now, it might be worth the $1,500. If it's not for that, I'm good with just reducing it to 2 million.
Yeah, the risk, it from our perspective, the risk of liability to the PID just in general is fairly limited. So we're pretty comfortable with it. Keep the cost down.
Okay, the two additional things we need to chat about is the legislature did two things to us. So first, they have a new conflict of interest disclosure that they're making all governmental entities in the state, all counties, cities, districts, everybody has to do these new conflict of interest disclosures. So now they're going to be uniform throughout the state. They are asking significantly more questions than what was on ours. Ours was pretty simple. So we're going to have to do it every year. There's a window between January 1st, January 31st that we have to do these disclosures. There are some fines and some other things associated if we don't do it. But I'm not necessarily worried about those. So what we'll do, Tyler from our office will send him out. If he hasn't already, he might have. I don't remember, but be looking for those. Try to get them done in the next few weeks. Then every December, what we'll plan on doing is we'll send those out before our last meeting of the year. That way, you guys have them. It'll be the reminder. You'll also have them so that you know what you did last year, kind of cut and paste to the new ones for the upcoming year. And then just we got to make sure we get them between January 1st and January 31st. Any questions about that?
No.
Michael, do you need a second one from me, or can we use the one from the BDR?
I would think we could use the same. We would probably just have to change the name of the entity or,
No
board
problem. Just
members.
yeah, if you want to send them over, I'll just copy and paste from one to the other. No need for you guys to have to go through all that hassle.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work, Steph. Thanks. Okay, the second thing that they did was they're going to make all PIDs have their anchor location for meetings be inside of the PID boundaries, or if we don't have a place the public can meet, that's ADA accessible, that's open to the public, then we need an anchor location inside of the sponsoring entity. So in that case, it would be CNAB. So I think I saw some emails back and forth. Have we worked out where there's a place that we can do it?
And
There is
there.
a construction trailer. How big does it need to be? Because it's pretty small.
Just.
It doesn't need to be very big. I think the concern with a construction trailer is it may not be ADA accessible.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be.
Yeah. So, and if we don't have a place inside the PID, our next option would be, well, a couple options. We can talk to Kanab City about potentially using their offices. Or I think there's a public library in Kanab too that might be an option, but
Yeah,
we can look into those things.
you're right.
It won't change anything about the way we run the meetings. Christy will still set everything up. We just have to have someone physically at that required location. And so if your team has somebody there, we might have to have somebody, run over to the city to connect to the Zoom call from there. If you don't have somebody from there, we might have to send Christy out there, just so we meet the requirement. But
Yeah,
and
I
when you
think
say
we could
some,
arrange for somebody to be there.
and when you say somebody, it's not a board member or anything. It could be just
No.
an employee or someone that's
Yeah.
working on a project. Okay.
Yeah, it can literally be anyone as long as they are present and connected to the meeting, and someone from the public could walk in there and participate. So.
When is that? Do they have a date of when that's starting to be required, or is it already started?
Yeah.
Or
It started this week.
it
So,
started Wednesday.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been scrambling to make plans, and obviously we're up against it.
Gotcha. Okay. So the next one will definitely need to be that way. Okay.
Yeah. So I probably the most important question is there one person that would be the best contact to coordinate that we can have Christy make note?
Yeah, I think that we reach out to Stephanie. Stephanie can get a hold of me and Devin, and between me and Devin, we're gonna have to figure out who it is that's there.
Okay.
Yeah, because we'll need an address so that when Christy posts, we have the address, because that'll be part of the notice. And then, like Matt was saying, we just need somebody she can get a hold of. They need to post 24 hours ahead at that location, at least 24
Gotcha.
hours. So that will be the other thing that we'll need.
We'll check on the options with the city or the library though. And then Stephanie, we'll have Christy use you as the key contact for just coordinating that for the next meeting.
Okay, any questions?
Nope.
Okay, those are the things I had. Now, I did send a quarterly report for you guys to get the development update, and then I need a couple of development picks that you've done before, Devin. So if you could just get me something. Okay, and then look for that. If you haven't seen that email, let me know and I can shoot it again to get it at the top of your inbox.
Okay, deal.
For all of you. So, okay. Matt, you have anything? Shelby, anything? No?
Nothing
Okay.
else.
All right. Last thing then would be a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn our meeting.
Thanks, Steve.
Second it.
Thanks, Dev. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous.